We're learning Maseches Menachos. We are in the second parak. We are up to the second Mishnah. We've been learning the prohibition of Pigul, of having improper thoughts, thinking during the time of the Avodah that one will eat or offer an offering, a karban, after the prescribed time. That situation, it invalidates the offering, as well as a person who would eat such an offering will get the punishment of Kares. Now the Mishnah discusses the following scenario. Shachat Shnei Kvasim. Person took two lambs and slaughtered them properly. Le'echol achas min hachalos l'machar. This is referring to the holiday of Shavuos. On Shavuos, when it comes to the offering of the Shnei Kvasim, these two offerings, the two karbanos, in addition to it, there's also a requirement to bring two loaves of bread, Shnei Lecha. And these two wheat loaves of bread, even though they're not actually offered on the Mizbeach, also because it's part and connected to the Avodah, connected to the Shnei Kvasim, the waving offering takes place together with the Shnei Lechem, as well as these animals are done together in unison. So there's a connection between them. So let's say a person did not have an improper thought regarding the actual karbanos, the offerings, but had an improper thought regarding one of those two chalos, which are brought on the holiday Shavuos. So for that matter, says the Mishnah, Hikter Shnei Bazichin Lechol Echem Min Hasidarim L'machar. When it comes to every week, there were the Lechem Apanim, the showbreads that were placed on the Shulchan in the Kodesh on every Shabbos. And what would happen is, in addition to that, there were Shnei Mazichin, there were these two spoonfuls of Lavona, frankincense, that were also placed there. And what would happen is when the new breads would be taken and put onto the Shulchan, the older 12 breads would be taken off, distributed among the two different groups of Kohanim that were serving the week leaving and the week coming. And those scoops of frankincense would be burned on the Mizbeach. Now what happens in the event that a person has the improper thoughts regarding one of those two scoops of frankincense? That the pigul, that it's lamachar, that you're intending to do it the next day. So therefore, since you had the wrong intentions of when it came to one of the two loaves, as far as eating the shtei lechem, which you would only have until that day as well as the next night, but not the following day. So if you have that improper thought regarding one of those two breads, or for that matter, for one of these two spoonfuls of frankincense, what is the halachic status of all the offerings, and is there kares in this situation? So in this, the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Osa Hachala, the Oso Haseder, Shechishavalav, those things that you had the improper thoughts for, Pigul, and that you had an improper thought, it invalidates it, V'chayavon of kares, and you will get the punishment of kares for that one loaf. Masheni, but the second one, the second loaf of the lechem upon him, or in the situation, we're talking about the frankincense, or the two loaves on Shavuos, puzzle, it invalidates it. It's not something which is fit to be used anymore for the Mizbeach, for the frankincense, but ain bo kares. But for that second one, there's no kares punishment attached to it. Obviously, you can get more than one sentence of kares. You can only actually be killed once, but kares is referring to min hashamayim. So obviously, as little kares, the better. This first half of the Mishnah says that, according to the Chachamim, says no, you cannot separate the two. We know that it's necessary to have the shtei lechem. It's called two for a reason. So if you invalidate one, they both are considered to be invalidated. So too, the two spoonfuls of frankincense connected to the showbreads, also if you invalidated one through an improper thought, you invalidate both. B'chayv lo'av kares, and you'll be chayv kares for both of them. So in both opinions, they say that you're chayv kares. The only difference is whether or not you would say that these two are considered to be split, and we'll see a more practical example of why this matters tomorrow.